Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, we have a special guest, Mr. Andre Arides. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Well, good to see you.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. And I know the last name made you giggle because it's a tough one for a lot of people. How do I enunciate your last name correctly?
Arides. Imagine two E's. Imagine two E's. So I know everyone was pronounced.
It's a two E at the end. Yes.
Yeah, it's French. It's French. But of course, oui.
It's the French. Excellent. So great to have you on the show, man. For our guests here who are just getting to meet you for the first time, a few things about you. One, you are a serial entrepreneur. You've grown several businesses to a very significant seven-figure plus level. You've had a really interesting background with dance as well as performance. I know you've danced with some stars like Michael Jackson, which is really freaking cool. And over the last several years, you've actually worked with some of the leading relationship trainers in the world. And you've actually launched your own company, helping women and men with their relationships. And you've been doing live events in the space for now several years.
Yes.
So really excited to hear your experience on that.
Absolutely. Happy to help and guide and to tell my bit, my side of what I've learned. Because it's what it is. It's a hell of an adventure, right? The world of teaching, networking, and live events. I mean, there's a learning curve that's can't imagine what you don't know until you don't know it and you realize it's not working. So happy to help people take a shortcut if possible.
Awesome, man. Yeah, well, let's jump into the best stuff here. When it comes to event leaders, the number one problem or challenge that I oftentimes hear is they ask, hey, how do I fill my event? How do I get more people to my event? Just share with us maybe a little bit of your experience, your journey when it's come to promoting your events and what's worked for you when it comes to getting people to your workshops, live events.
Well, it's a standard, and I don't know which one actually works best or they all work together because it's being everywhere. Literally, I'm on all the platforms or social media. I have a list of the people that I work with that obviously collected through the years. I do a lot of podcasting. So I'm reaching other people's lists through their podcast as a guest, add value on both sides. I do Q&A with podcasters and then we collect email address and lists from that because they have to actually mic, because as a podcaster, you don't know who's listening. So the idea of having a Q&A to add value to the listeners who are curious after the podcast, to have them show up for live Q&A personal, but in order for them to get to that Zoom, they have to email in. So a way to collect emails and continue. And obviously blog and email networking, what do you call it? The weekly reach out by email. So articles, offers, events. I do every 6 weeks or so, I do a live event that is completely free for an hour or so. Where it goes on all the platforms. I even make flyers. I'm at the gym every day. Everybody knows who I am. There you go. So everywhere I go, everything I do, it's all connectivity in every level. So on the computer, social media, live events, face-to-face, and I do a lot of one-on-one networking. So I will go to, and if somebody, so I'll go to open houses and next thing you know, the realtor is interested in what I do because we talked about. So if you go to a $5 million real estate or open houses, you're playing with a whole different ball game of people. So these personal connections are so easy, personal, real time, face to face. And again, it's all networking. I'm lucky that I'm extroverted. So it's easy for me. I talk to everybody, but that's all of it. And which one works best? It's all of it.
Nice. Yeah, you covered a lot there in a very short period of time. Thanks for sharing.
Sure.
What I heard you say is, one, you're doing as much as you can, right? You're omnipresent. You do a free event every 6 weeks that you promote both online and offline. You're on, sounds like a lot of the social media platforms. can get flyers even if you hand out at the gym, and you actively network while you're out and about. It's just, you do everything that you know to do in that sense. From all of that, what would you say is the 20% of the things that you do that give you 80% of your attendees for your workshop? What works the best?
It's the personal connection with the people that ask questions, the people that tap in a little bit, the people go, so what do you do with this? And how about this? And the live events are huge for that, because those are people that are kind of in the middle of something or in the middle of a search of something. Do you know what I mean? So it's those who you just to have a couple of touch points. If you manage to have 3 touch points, typically there's something happening. But it's the touch points are important. I realize that there's a broadcasting of, but it's really as it comes closer, the ones you can nurture a little bit, whether it's by email again, just thank you for showing up. It was great to see you at the event. If you have any questions, you know what I mean? That kind of personal, oh, thank you so much. It's a little bit of work, but it's not really that much work. It's just constant, 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 constant. And I make a point daily. That's just my setting when I do my morning grounding meditation and setting myself up for a good day, productive day, that in my morning routine, my intentions for the day are always that one person in the world today will go from not knowing me and what I do to knowing me. So every day. And it happens from that intention really organically in the world. So it's a little bit all the time. But the contact, that's why I'm doing a lot of face-to-face and personal stuff, because it's unbeatable.
Thank you for sharing what works for you.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about the events themselves that you do. What's the format of the event? You do one every 6 weeks. Tell us a little bit about the format. Is it how many hours, how many days, and how do you run your events?
So every 6 weeks, it's a live event on Zoom. Again, invitation to anybody and their friends, and flyers, and bring your girlfriend and bring your friend, and it's free, and you get a sense of up and answer questions. So that's the one on Zoom that sort of opens the channels. Live events are different, as you know. It's a different beast altogether. My live events, my work is in the realm of relationships and the dance between men and women. And when I do a live event, I think it's essential, and I learned this, that there's a lecture part of an event. But if you just do lecture in an event, people snooze. There's so much information that you can get. And I think to go drive somewhere, to go in an event, a live event, just to get information, it's not enough. That's what I noticed. So part of my work when I work with relationship men and women is I get them to have a visceral experience, which is essential to have this while we get face-to-face in a space, in a room, in a studio, because I put men and women in each other's arms, and some this magic that happens in that. Because when you are a dancer by trade, so I understand that dynamic very, very well. And when I discover, because it happens to me with every girl that I dance with, she has to allow me to lead her. And if a woman is independent by nature or strong, they think they should help the dance. But when they try to help me, I get the elbow to the nose and the knee to the groin. And I tell you, that's exactly what happens. So there's an adjusting energy for the dance to take place, right? So she has to support my leadership, but I have to lead with a certain sensitivity that she's comfortable with. Otherwise, nobody wants to dance with me. So nobody's dancing if we don't adjust. But get this, when you put two strangers, and even husband and wife, by the way, in that kind of awareness, if I put you in the arms of a lovely young lady and I say, walk her in a box, four steps, which I would teach before I put you in her arms. She knows nothing. I put the girl separate. I teach the man, you do this very simple. You learn in like 3 minutes. So now put a girl in your arms. And go ahead. And instantly, within like a minute, the dynamic that you bring to your relationship is right in your face. If as a man, you're uncomfortable leading, there it is. And what happens is she'll stiffen up and she'll get irritated. She doesn't feel safe. She wants you to be more assertive, which is exactly typically a mirror of her dynamics with worship with men. So the visceral part is essential for the learning in my business. It's like putting each other's arms and also it's like a mirror right in his face. And then we talk about it. Notice this is how you do relationship with women. This is how you do relationship with men. oh, wow, yeah. So we peel that back to lecturing. Then we actually go separately, not with a partner because it could be hurtful, but talk about what you wanted more of from your partner, what did not work for you, what you wanted more of, and what you learned. Now we open channels again, we discuss this, and then we do it again with the same partner. Now you put in the correction. If you're afraid to leading as a man, if she got irritated because you weren't, lead, right? And if as a woman, you weren't able to be vulnerable because you were resisting his leadership, let it go. And then see what happens. And it's magic. It's magic every time. It's crazy. And it works with people that come together as a couple. They've never really seen themselves in the reality of their energy and how they lead or don't lead, follow, don't follow. And this is an opportunity to just really tune it in because, again, if you can't lean, you both can't lead and you both can't just follow. There's a yin-yang to everything in nature. This is nature that I'm teaching. And it's this yin-yang. There's a polarity for everything to be, period. One cannot exist without the other. And in relationships, it's exactly the same thing. In our culture, we have this idea of equalizing this, which is ridiculous because equal rights, equal pay, of course. But the idea that we're equal, we bring the equal energy in, it doesn't work. And that's why people are struggling. So that event is in itself a visceral experience. And they really leave with an actually knowing in their body something different. It's this, then you can't not learn that. So that's the magic of that.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. Yeah, I was going to mention that the tough thing people have in their events is creating engagement, getting to keep people off their phones, keeping people in the room, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And so I can see how your unique approach of incorporating your experience with dancing and getting men and women to learn a visceral lesson by dancing with each other, how that brings a point home for you. That's really interesting.
It's super powerful. You have to see it. It's super powerful. And I make men realize, I'm not going to tell you the secret here. You have to be in the workshop, but when a man's supposed to lead, and women want men to lead, women still want men to lead in the dance of relationship, in the nest of life. Like, women won't feel safe when men lead. So I tell men, you have to know where you're going. Otherwise, she can't follow. Problem number one, right? Take a look at your life, anybody. But when we ask women to be vulnerable to us, we don't understand how scary that could be. So I do this process with the men only, and they just go, dude, that is crazy. I'm like, yeah, that's what you think casually. You could just ask her, yeah, just trust me, babe. I got it. So it's a visceral experience that they have. And that sort of changes the game. So, you know, in person is essential for, I think, that kind of stuff. So if anybody is in the process of creating live events, I think you want to intrigue the audience to have him show up, understanding it's not going to be sitting in the chair lecturing. They're not going to want to be on their phone because they're going to go from the chair to the dance floor to the chair or some version of using their physicality, some exercise, something to get them to move along and experience it viscerally. I think it's essential, period. I've done it without and I'll never go there again.
That's fascinating, man. I'm curious. I want to come to your workshop to
experience that.
Experience that. Yeah. Learn that lesson.
No,
yeah,
it's
online or in person.
This one's in person. You have to be in a studio face to face. And again, go from the chairs to moving the chairs and dancing. Yeah. And we'll bring the chairs back and forth. It's again, for even to the learning, people can't sit in chairs for an hour plus or two or three and be able to retain everything. It's not really efficient. So the mixing is essential. It all goes in pieces.
Nice. Thank you. And then when it comes to events, and realize that people come to an event, they get some great ideas, they get excited, they leave wanting to make some changes in their lives, whether it's a relationship or otherwise.
Yep.
But then life tends to get in the way. They tend to revert back to old habits.
Yep.
And the only way to really be able to ensure that they make the changes last is by helping them with ongoing support, coaching, yep. education, reinforcement.
Yep.
I know you are a world-class coach and you work with people at a very high level, but how do you ensure that when you work with clients at an event, like what's your process to support them beyond the event, to continue to reinforce, to enroll them and reinforce the learning from the event?
Well, I emphasize that this 2.5-3 hour event, right, that sort of rattles them to a different reality And I said, what if I said to you, this is just the tip of the iceberg? It's what you don't know that's really getting in your way. It's what you don't know on both sides that really is part of your difficulties and challenges. So this stuff is actually simple to learn, but you have to learn it. And it takes practice. It takes practice paying attention like we did today, but on an ongoing basis. And if you're in a relationship, even more fantastic, you'll be able to kind of play with each other, put it in action, put it to play at play. But a lot of my clients come in because they can't even attain a relationship. And I know exactly why, because again, we depolarize men and women. Men are too soft, women are too tough, if I'm put it in a nutshell. And men who want women to, men who are more traditional, because men have always been traditional, like women's role has changed in the 70s drastically, but men's role has never changed. Men are still expected to be traditional, provide, protect, cherish, give, support, help. Everybody still wants that. And a good man will do this because that's how we build ourselves, our character and our confidence. And that's how you get self-respect and respect from the world. So our roles are still traditional. But women's role has changed. And a lot of women either don't know how to be traditional, don't want to be traditional, or straight up refuse to be traditional. And that disconnect is confusing both men and women. Again, equality in that realm is good for many business, for relationship, it doesn't work. So that's sort of the pain point for my clients mostly. So I emphasize that very clearly. It's where you don't know, ladies, men, gentlemen, and even in a relationship, if you're investing in a relationship, then in order for it to succeed, you need to also know this. So if you want to get a relationship and sustain a relationship long-term, it takes some work. It takes time. And then I go, after I put pressure on them this way or scare them a little bit, but it's factual. Like, it's not hard. It's just no one teaches it. It's not hard, but nobody talks about it. It's not hard, but everybody in the culture has it backwards, just from what's out there. So I go, get on your phone right now. Put out your phone, and they look at me. Get your phone out. Just say, put out your phone. And I send to my website, to my calendar directly. And I said, as a gift for you guys showing up today, I will, if you go to my calendar right now, click on the coaching one, right? And you go, and then find yourself, do this right now, because I'm busy. My calendar is ridiculous. And there's only so much space in the next couple of weeks. So book yourself an hour and a half, an hour of 60-minute exploratory call with me. We'll talk about where you're at. We'll talk about what's working for you, what's not working for you. We'll talk about what you learned today and why it's important and what else is coming. But do it right now, and it's on me, and it's a gift for showing up. And they do. Like, they do. Because I don't leave it up to chance for them to go, like, I could make the offer and say, well, maybe I'll see you on the other side, right? On the spot. If they get in their car, it's too late, I think. For most of them, the ones that are inspired to really take action are very few, and it's normal. It's human nature. But without it, with the, I'm giving you a gift, do it now. And because if you don't, in the next couple of weeks, it'll be impossible to even give you that gift. And sure enough, then we have an exploratory call. We talk about this and it becomes personal. It's contact point number two. And often it works. And then sometimes I let them go. You contact point, like 3 months later, we'll touch base. How's it going? What's happening? Is your life different? Where do you? Oh, and I guess so the touch points that continue that, but it's personal. It's personal. It takes time, but that's the way I work it. This officially is very efficient for me.
Awesome, man. Congratulations. And one of the things I really appreciate what you do is take action in the moment, and you help them take action there before they get in the car and leave.
Straight up.
Schedule that call.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually was a study that was done by Harvard back in 2011. It was more related to online business. But nonetheless, the point the study made was that waiting just 24 hours to ask somebody to take action decrease the likelihood
straight
that
up.
They would take action like by 60 times.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I remember one event as I'm like, I get it. Goosebumps. Like, seriously, it works so well because, and again, I'm here to serve them. You know what I mean? It's not about me. It's really like, I want to inspire them because they change. They get what they want on the other side. I told you, you know this, right? I officiate wedding. I'm also an ordained minister. Some of my clients, I married them myself. I just did two last summer. That's like the biggest honor for me, right? It's that's what I live for. to alleviate the pain, the confusion, and in the end, the people are actually able to, and I get to marry them. Do you think this man takes one? Dude, right? So it's the biggest honor, but even live on a Zoom event, it's the same thing, right? Like, just loop them right up. Like, but that event I'm thinking about, as I'm, the first time I did this, I said, get to your phone. I thought it was going to be pushy a little bit, but no, I'm just, look, this is for you guys. Get on the phone right now. And I saw it on my phone going, ding, 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 ding. In that moment, came in on the spot. That was like instantly like, okay. And I'm like, well, this is the magic right there. Just take action, get them to take action on the spot. When they're inspired, they're warmed up, they get it, they're in the moment, they're understanding something they didn't. Whew. Okay, I want more for free, please.
There you go. Yeah, that's great, man. Great message to take home. People will put up making a decision as long as they can until they have enough reasons to do it right there and then. So,
and awesome. I think it's human nature. And we're just like being polite. You go, well, let me know. No. If I want to serve you, I'm going to like really, like, I want to serve you. And that means that I'm going to do everything for you to take the offer for your sake.
Yeah.
Really? Absolutely. That's what I'm about.
That's an important point to hit home for our audience, is it's about service and doing things for their sake. The mindset of that, I think, is really critical. It's for them, right? You're inviting them to be in your program because it's for them. To help them.
And I think you own it, you live it, you're like, that's truly who I am. And they feel that, you know what I mean? And this is this energy to this. We talk about everything's energy. In fact, we connect with people because of the energy. We don't like people because of the energy. It's all. And with that, it amazes me that I could have somebody on the phone on a different continent that will get on a call with me and they step in and spend their money on the guy on the computer. But they'll say, I know you for real. Explain that. Look at the way I look, and I'm in a business of selling dreams. If you're that kind of person, how you see that way. And I live in Los Angeles. Scam. Or not. You know what I mean? So energy, authenticity, people feel you when you mean it. In the same way people feel something's off when you don't. So come from the right place. Have your heart in the right place. Give yourself standard. Be there for them. Everybody benefits.
Awesome, brother. Well spoken, my friend. Well, this has been a really insightful interview, and I love that your heart comes through here and heart to serve and be authentic, and that's who you are, and that's what works for you and enrolling clients in your programs. And I believe that's for our audience. That's why they tune into the podcast, is because we interview event leaders who not just want to make a profit, but want to make an impact.
Sure.
And that's exactly what you're demonstrating here with us. Audrey, I know you have a really special gift for our audience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Want to mind sharing that with us? Like, what's the best way for them to learn more about you and to come into your world?
So this is where the gift comes in. So I have a gift. So anybody is like connecting what I'm saying and want a little bit of information, want a little bit more. So I have a 25-minute workshop that I created for this purpose. It's 25 minutes. It's completely free. It's on me. So if you email me at andrecoaching1@gmail.com, Andre, coaching, the word COACHING, number1@gmail.com. And then the text in the subject box, you say workshop. I will send you this workshop. It's free. And it's for the ladies specifically. And it talks about, this is what I help women a lot in our conditions, in our culture, is I call it having, you could choose to live in the money lane or the love lane. Right? The money lane is career and business and all that stuff. Money lane would be personal relationship, marriage, children, right? And in a world where women are expected to do both, it's impossible. I'm going to say this, it's impossible. Like, the ones who have the ones who have both are still not happy because it's way too much. And they find themselves a watered-down version of themselves on both sides. It's not satisfying. So there seems to be, you have to make a choice, money lane or love lane. And is it, so women struggle with this one a lot. So that workshop is about this. I teach and have some of my clients who do actually have it all, but it's not in the way that you think. It's not in the way that you think. So that's that workshop's all about. And so again, Andre Coaching One workshop, I'll see you in the workshop. And after we watch the workshop, as a bonus, then you actually also have an opportunity to talk to me directly. So we'll set up a call like this, a Zoom call, if as a bonus to see what you learned, what's working, how you see it differently now, right? Where you're at, what's not working, what is working, and also what's the dream. And then we could talk about whichever way of there's different ways to get invested, small, medium, large. And but that's continuing the work. That's continuing the work. Do you know what I mean? Essential. It's essential.
Awesome, brother. Yeah. So for our audience here, your email, AubreyCoaching1, we're going to go ahead and include that in the show notes so you can view it below wherever you're listening to or watching this video. Mm-hmm. Go to Andre Coaching or send an email to AubreyCoaching1 and Andre will send you the 25-minute recording of the workshop for women to help you get both money and career, money and love.
Money and love.
Yes. Yep. And then have, once you've got booked to the video, have a bonus opportunity to speak with Andre directly about what you learned. That's awesome, man. Very generous of you. Appreciate you being so generous with our audience.
Absolutely.
And before we wrap up, sir, any final comments for our audience?
Yeah, actually, this is going to be for the ladies more so. This is my job. This is a full-time job. It's not a hobby, right? So I talk to women and ladies and men and couples every single day of my life constantly. It's really amazing. So the pulse of what's happening is in my face every day. So what I see that is something that I just want to send, I cannot send the alarm. I want to send the alarm, ladies. I want to send the alarm. I want you and everybody, men as well, to be careful of what you are being sold out there, right? Women are being sold. Masculine is the way to go. Men are being sold. Soften it up. Be vulnerable and sweet. Women would like you. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So again, by neutralizing polarity, it makes things more complicated, if not impossible, in the realm of relationships and love. So I say, think for yourself. What I mean by that is my assistant, my lovely assistant, is 28 years old, living in Los Angeles, and she wants a traditional life. She wants three kids. She's very clear. She wants three kids, right, in a traditional life. Well, she can't say that out loud because they attack her. That is a shame. And that's what's out there. So that's when I say, think for yourself. You don't want to be a client of mine at 40 plus or so, realizing that you might have missed the boat on your whole, your life stream. You want both, but you don't want to get on the in a place where you missed out on a whole lane just because you didn't know. Oh, because you didn't pay attention because you focused too much on the one. I hate to say, so I sound the alarm. Watch what you believe. If you want to be a boss, babe, go, girl. I'm going to support you all the way through. If you want both, you're going to need some help. And for men, it's the same thing, right? Do not buy this thing about toxic masculinity and all that jazz that makes you dim yourself down because women love confident men. So there's an appropriate amount of that, obviously, right? Masculinity is not toxic, but is it Hold on. The words is escaping right now. There's a devoted masculinity, I call, right? Real men approach their lives with devotion, with their wives, their children. The devoted masculinity is a man who's in good standing with himself so he can. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not about watering this down. Making men weak does not make good men. Actually, it makes them dangerous. Making women too masculine leaves them stranded at one point and exhausted and open to all kinds of terrible things as far as disease and health. And there's a lot of data on all this. It's, if you go against nature, nature will bite you in the butt eventually, sooner or later. I don't want that. So think for yourselves. You want to be traditional with no shame, announce it, because men are looking for traditional women, right? Still, and it's obviously a modern way to do this. But yeah, think for yourself. Think for yourself, please, on both sides. But it's hard to go against the tidal wave of the culture. But I think it's essential.
Yeah, that's a great takeaway. Think for yourself. Critical. Thank you, Andre. I appreciate you being with us today, man. Thank you for those wise words and very counterintuitive, countercultural, but yet important to hear. Thank you, my friend. And again, for our audience, send Andre an email, AndreCoaching1. Get that free training. Connect with Don. Great being with you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.